Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are exploring a prescription that was written November 22nd, 2018, and it goes like this. We are so grateful. You are the blessing we have been waiting for. No doubt there are people in your life who would never know to say that to you, but feel it inside. They have a deep gratitude that you are part of their life because you are a blessing. Those individuals may be family members that you are very close to, friends that have a deep appreciation of you, or they might be the people that you are here to serve. You see, you're not here to serve everyone. You certainly are here to serve the people that come into your life and certain specific people. Barbara DeAngelis once suggested that there is a number of people you are here to serve. That might be one person that you're going to make a significant difference in their life, or three, or four, or dozens, or hundreds, or thousands, or millions. Consider asking yourself, who is waiting for you? Who is waiting for you to be a blessing in their lives? Who is there looking for their teacher, their healer, their guide, a companion who helps them deepen into their own spiritual awakening, their mental consciousness, their physical well-being, or their emotional well-being? What do they need that you have already mastered in some way? And then ask yourself, are you willing to get out of your own way enough to help them? One of the most wonderful things I ever heard from a client was this. She said, I've waited all my life to hear that, and I didn't even know I needed it until I met you. Those are the moments that let you know why you are here. Now, even if you're ill, you have something to contribute. In fact, the more you contribute, very likely the better you are going to feel. The reason is that when you are serving another person, it gives you a reason to get better, a reason to get up. Your life has meaning. Studies have shown us that when we are engaged in creative activity, and I believe our true purpose should be creative endeavor of some kind, and I don't just mean the arts, I mean solving a problem, creating new technologies, being able to provide new answers to old problems. This all takes creative energy. So, studies have shown us that when we are engaged in creative activity, our pain diminishes significantly. In fact, the only discomfort that does not seem to be affected by creative engagement is nausea. Everything else is benefited by your creative engagement. Your pain threshold diminishes. Now, take that further, and you can give yourself energy for life and healing through the work that you are doing. Now, I want to be thoughtful about the way that we approach this. Doing work that takes energy from you and doesn't give back to you, doesn't fill you with life force, no, that's not going to help your healing. But if it gives to you, if it feeds your life force, it is going to also feed your ability to heal yourself. You find yourself, when you're helping others, pulling in hidden reserves and resources that help you heal. So I recommend asking yourself questions that will help you get clear about who you are here to serve and for insights into the activities that will allow you to serve them. Ask questions as simple and as direct as, who am I here to serve? And then notice who comes into your life. Ask yourself, how do I reach more people like this that I can help? Ask yourself, how do I get started with this idea? Or how do I create a meaningful experience for others? and encourage yourself to continue to be creative in your ideas and in the action steps that you implement. I had a friend who was very ill. Some days she was even hovering close to death. But I knew it wasn't her time. So I suggested a business idea she could do from home, and she could do it when she felt like she really had the energy to do it. It was fun and it was creative. We spent lots of hours planning, working with ideas, testing it. We even threw a party to introduce this interactive product she had created. We were having a great time, and she pulled up resources from within to be able to do it. Her new small business gave her energy and purpose. If you are healthy, focus on your service to others. Know what you are good at doing and what you enjoy. In the Accelerate program, if you're in that with me, you'll see some fabulous audio exercises to help you discover this. Once you know yourself better, it's easier to feel like you can get out there and be of service. If you are not feeling well, do the same thing. Focus on what you can do, what you are able to do, even if that is for a limited number of hours per day or a few days per week. Then, after you've asked yourself what you're good at doing and what you enjoy, here's what I recommend doing. Let your ego rest for a while. Let your thinking mind quiet down. Surrender to the divine, as we've talked about in some of our other explorations at Women of Power and Spirit. Surrender to the divine and notice who shows up for help. Those are your people, your animals, your plants to care for. Dig in. There is nothing to wait for. The more you serve, the more clearly you see how to serve and take care of yourself too. If you already are, or you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, often our very first clients are friends and family. They give you an opportunity to discover how your gifts work and what service looks like. You're building your approach with them, so go ahead and work with your friends and your family. That work and their experiences and the outcomes that they get to experience give you credentials specific to what you are going to be doing next. And don't be bashful. Ask for testimonials. Ask them to describe how this has benefited them. That reinforces for them that their experience with you was meaningful, and it lets other people who might be interested in doing work for you have a clear idea about just what they might benefit as well. So be sure to take that moment, be brave, be courageous, ask for a testimonial, especially if you're doing that initial work with family and friends for free, and it often is for free. Again, this is just where you're building up your muscles. So go for it, do the work, pay attention to who's coming into your field, offer your skills and your talents, and if they take you up on that, then make sure when you finish that you've listened to what benefits they received and ask for a testimonial. Think about looking at my web pages at either misahopkins.com or sacredfeminineawakening.com, or go to the web page of any online entrepreneur that you really appreciate. When you go to that web page, what are you looking for? There are certain things you want to see. You want to know that if you're going to receive help from that individual, that that person knows what they're doing. You want to know that someone else who worked with them had a positive outcome. You want to know this individual gets results with people. That's where your sacred work begins. Consider who is waiting for you. Who is hoping to receive a blessing, and they don't know yet that that blessing comes from you? Ask yourself who you are here to serve, and take that question into your holding meditation. I look forward to seeing you there.